Part 1. Where are you going? Chapter 1. The clarity question, what do you want? In order to build a phenomenal dream team, you need to know what the dream is. You need to know where you are going. If you don't know where you are going, how will you communicate that to your team? If you don't know where you're going, how will you know what team members you need? How will you know how many you need? Far too often, business owners operate out of their immediate felt needs rather than operating according to a longer-term vision. In other words, they are just reacting to the problems of the day, putting out brush fires, rather than thinking about their future beyond just making payroll this week. You're reading this book because you want to learn how to build a phenomenal dream team. But first, there must be a phenomenal dream. Phenomenal team members don't want to follow someone who has no dream, who doesn't have big goals, who does not know where they are going. So where are you going? Even if you know where you want to go, many times, business owners don't understand where they are on the field of play in the game of business. You see, there are 5 stages of business growth that we need to understand so we can determine our destination. Stage 1. Survival. First, we have to survive, but that is not the goal. It's just the starting point. A rocket has to get off the ground, but the coordinates have already been programmed. The crew knows where the rocket ship is supposed to go. Far too often, business owners stay in survival mode, even when they have a team. Too often, business owners micromanage every move and therefore stifle the entire team and the company's growth. Stage 2. Stability. The greatest business lesson I've ever learned is that the one and only reason your business exists is to be a vehicle to help you achieve your life goals. That is the only reason it exists. Any kind of vehicle, whether a train, a plane, an automobile, or a rocket, is a group of working parts that are designed to work together for a specific reason, to take you where you want to go. That group of working parts is called a system. You can't get past survival mode without systems. Why? Because your business will always depend on you. For the first 13 years of my business, it revolved around me. I worked 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I was a slave to my business. Systems are the foundation of success. The one and only reason your business exists is to be a vehicle to help you achieve your life goals. Stage 3, success. Once you have systems in your business, you can begin to duplicate yourself, which means you can delegate parts of your business to others. This is where leadership comes into play. You'll learn more about that in part 2 of this book. You'll learn about what I call phenomenal leadership. Stage 4, significance. At this point, we go beyond just hiring people to do routine tasks and even beyond managing. Now you need directors who can run your company, or at least parts of it, for you. You'll need to develop leaders. This requires an entirely different skill set and value set, might I add. This requires a different mindset and deeply held values. Stage 5, scale. At this stage, you have enough infrastructure that you can duplicate your vehicle. If you want to have multiple locations, you want to franchise your business or license it, you can do that. Or if you want to serve in ministry, travel the world, spend time with your grandkids, or all of the above, you can do that as you have an organization that supports your biggest goals. Many years ago, I developed an organizational chart for small businesses that demonstrates the roles that are required for every successful business. There are 5 areas of business. 1, leadership, everything you do to communicate your vision. 2, marketing, everything you do to attract prospects. 3, sales, everything you do to convert prospects into paying customers. 4, operations, Everything you do to serve your customers, clients, patients, or guests. 5. Administration. Everything you do to track the stats. Then there are 3 levels of leadership. 1. Directing. Everything you do to plan the future of the business. 2. Managing. Everything you do to monitor the progress of the business. 3. Implementing. Everything that you do to get the work done. Systems are the foundation of success. I've added the 5 stages for clarity. Where are you on the chart? There are 15 boxes on the chart. How many boxes are you involved in? Most people who come to us for coaching are in every box. Where do you want to be on the chart? You may not know the answer to that question yet. Not every business owner wants to have a turnkey business, even if they say they do. Many business owners remain in survival mode because they don't have goals, or maybe because they don't believe they can get where they really want to go. Most would probably say, "Sure, I would love to have a business that runs without me," but they won't do the things required to get there. Many business owners remain in the implementer role for their entire career, and that is okay, if that is what you want. Too often, business owners give up on moving up because they can't find good people, as we discussed in the introduction. They can't seem to get traction once they hire people, and just maybe they didn't know that a turnkey business was an option. But now you know that it is an option, and it doesn't just happen. There is a process, and that is what I am laying out in this book. When I first realized I could have a business that operated without me, I was all in. Why? Because I had a dream of where I wanted to be. Initially, I just wanted more free time to go to my favorite beach. Then I realized I had a bigger purpose in life, and that is to help other business owners grow their business so they can have more freedom in their lives. When you find your phenomenal dream, you'll be able to see where you need to be on the chart, and you'll be able to see who needs to be on your phenomenal dream team. In the game of business, do you want to be on the field? Do you want to be a player coach, head coach, owner of the franchise? What role do you want to be in? The choice is yours. The clarity question. The first step in reaching any goal is to clearly define the goal. My mentor, the master goal achiever, Mr. Zig Ziglar, said you cannot hit a target you cannot see. He said you must see the reaching of the goal in your mind before you arrive at the destination. You must see the goal vividly. You need to see it and feel it. It's like being in a movie. I'm originally from L.A., Lower Alabama. Don't worry, my wife doesn't laugh at my jokes either. There were 7 kids crammed in a 600-square-foot shack. My mother fed us on $100 a month from the welfare department. Even though we were poor, I recall going to the beach a lot. In the 60s, gas was only a few cents per gallon, and the beach was less than an hour from Mobile, Alabama, so you could load up family with some bologna sandwiches made with day-old white bread and a jug of homemade tea in an ice chest, and you're good to go for a day at the beach. My fondest memories growing up were being on the beach. When I was a senior in high school, my classes ended at 12:30, so I could be at the beach before 1:30 in the afternoon. I stayed until dark. As I got older, I ventured farther east, Gulf Shores, Pensacola Beach, Fort Walton Beach, and finally, at some point in my life, probably in my 20s, I discovered Destin, Florida, and fell in love. The sugar white sand beaches and the emerald crystal clear waters were enough to totally capture the imagination of this beach bum. When I was almost 18 years old, I got kicked out of the house by my stepdad. I deserved it. I had wrecked a couple of cars, ignored all of the rules of the house, and insisted on having my own way. When I got kicked out, I had no money. My best friend helped me bum up $39.95 for a Greyhound bus ticket to Houston, where my real dad lived. I had only met him twice in my whole life. He left when I was only a year old. When I stepped off that bus onto the hot concrete of downtown Houston, Texas, in July of 1978, I had 25 cents in my pocket. After settling into Houston, I began to make the 10-plus-hour drive to Destin many times, as often as I could. When I wasn't there, I dreamed of Destin daily. I pictured Denise and I riding our bikes around picturesque Seaside, Florida, the location where the movie The Truman Show, starring Jim Carrey, was filmed. I bought a poster of the cute little Seaside post office and hung it on my office wall so I could continue to visualize myself there. In the movie playing in my mind, Denise and I were riding our bikes through Seaside without a care in the world. But I was a slave to that business. Everything changed when I read Michael Gerber's book, The E-Myth. For the first time in my life, I saw it. I could have a turnkey business that ran without me. The poster of the Seaside post office hung in the restroom at our office. Every time I saw it, I was reminded of my dream to have a turnkey business so I could go to the beach as often as I wanted. A few years later, I finally acquired a teeny tiny condo near the beach. It was only 225 square feet. Can we say studio efficiency? It was literally all one room except for the bathroom. As my wife likes to say, it was so small you had to go outside to change your mind. Over 30 years old, it still had the original blue shag carpet. The appliances were rusted out from the salt air. It wasn't anything fancy, that's for sure. But I didn't care because it was a 60-second walk from the beach. We gutted the inside and replaced the flooring and the appliances, painted the walls and put a new bed and beautiful paintings inside. And I hung the Seaside post office print on the wall. One cool evening, as the last drop of sun was reflecting off the sides of the buildings in Seaside, Denise and we're riding our bikes. I realized the movie had come true. Our little condo was literally a little over a mile from Seaside. My dreaming adventures continued as I found my dream property next to my favorite beach. Today, that dream house next to what I call the Dream Beach is a reality. There's more to that story in my book, Discover Your Phenomenal Dream Life. But for now, let's talk about you and your goal and why the story I just shared is important. What is your dream? Sadly, many people don't have dreams. You want your business to be different. You want to have more free time, but you aren't where you want to be. There are two reasons for this. One, you don't have a clearly defined dream. Two, you don't have a phenomenal team. Leadership expert Dave Anderson says, if you have a dream but no team, you have to give up the dream or build up the team. You see, if you don't have a compelling dream, you won't attract and retain the best team members. And if you do have a phenomenal dream, you need a phenomenal team. You may already be successful, but you want more. You want your business to be more predictable, more profitable, maybe even turnkey. You know you need systems. You want to be a better leader. You want to have a phenomenal dream team that can run your business for you if need be. You want to have more time to do the things you love, whether that be spending time with your family, going on vacation, or serving in ministry. And maybe you even want your business to be turnkey so you can do other things with in your life. Remember, the one and only reason your business exists is to be a vehicle to help you achieve your LIFE goals. LIFE stands for Living in Freedom Every Day. The problem is that most people don't know what they would do if they didn't have to go to work tomorrow. Most people don't know how to dream. You might not be a natural visionary or goal setter like me. Many people have a hard time defining what they really want. In fact, some say that 85% of the population are geared towards solving a problem rather than setting a goal. If you have a dream but no team, you have to give up the dream or build up the team. Dave Anderson. When Tom Ziegler discovered this, he began to poll our live audiences at our conferences. I have to admit that about 85% raised their hand when he asked if they are more comfortable solving a problem than setting a goal. I can understand that. If that's you, let's reverse the exercise. What do you not want? What do you not like about your life? What do you not like about your business? Mr. Ziegler said, "The chief cause of failure and unhappiness is trading what you want most for what you want now." What do you want most? He also maintained that everyone wants the same 9 things out of life. If you've studied Ziegler at all, you've probably heard that he said 8 things. Me too. In fact, as the world's first Ziegler Legacy certified trainer, I learned that and taught that for years. But when his book, A View from the Top, came out, I read there were 9 things. At first, I thought it was a typo or the publishers made a mistake. But they didn't. And the 9th thing is the one I love the most. The 8 things are: 1, to be happy. 2, to be healthy. 3, to be reasonably profitable. 4, to have friends. 5, to have peace of mind. 6, to have good family relationships. 7, to feel secure. 8, to have hope for the future. And then I read the 9th one, to love and be loved. You could wrap the first 8 into that last one. Scripture says that love never fails. Jesus himself said that there are only 2 commandments: to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and body. And the second one is, love your neighbor as yourself. After all, God himself is love. Would you feel pretty good about your life if you could claim all 9 of those things? Of course. Would you feel badly about your life if you were missing some of those things? Of course. The chief cause of failure and unhappiness is trading what you want most for what you want now. And that's the problem in our world today. People are unhappy, unhealthy, in debt, unfriendly, without peace, with many family conflicts, not much hope, and fearful of the future. And unfortunately, hateful instead of loving. So how do you get these 9 things? And what does it have to with your business? What does it have do with building a phenomenal dream team? Everything. You see, Mr. Ziegler's most famous quote and his favorite quote until the day he passed away on November 28, 2012 is, "You can have everything in life you want if you will just help enough other people get what they want." In other words, you can have all 9 of those things. And what's even more exciting is that if you help others get what they want, including your employees, you'll be well on your way to a phenomenal dream team that would love to run your business for you. Let's break it down. 1, to be happy. You can't make a person happy who is determined to be unhappy, but you can easily make someone unhappy. Turn off the lights. Turn off the air conditioning in the summer. Turn off the heat in the winter. Be unkind. Tom Ziegler wrote a book called The 10 Leadership Virtues for Disruptive Time. Do we live in disruptive times? Yes. One of the virtues is kindness. Be kind, and kind people will be attracted to you. Be kind to your team members. 2, to be healthy. Obviously, you can't make people get healthy. You can't make them be any of these things, but you can create an environment in your business that allows those who want to be healthy to pursue that. Working people 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with no breaks won't help them get healthy. Many companies have installed programs, equipment, training, and even food for their team. So yes, we can help people get healthier. There was a recent documentary called Live to 100, Secrets of the Blue Zones. Of course, all of the people studied ate healthy, but the surprising statistic was that an estimated 50% of living a happy, healthy life was community. Having people around them who cared about them. You can create that community atmosphere in your business. I wrote a book about that called The Power of Community: How Phenomenal Leaders Inspire Their Teams, Wow Their Customers, and Make Bigger Profits. How do you inspire your team? By how you treat them. More on that later. You can have everything in life you want if you will just help enough other people get what they want. Zig Ziglar. 3. To be reasonably profitable. Mr. Ziglar would typically follow this one with, "And some people want to be unreasonably prosperous, and that's okay." Many business owners assume that income is the most important thing to a team member, but every study ever done proves otherwise. They don't care how much they make if they are unhappy and stressed out. The Gallup Employee Engagement Poll mentioned earlier revealed that employees would give up a 20% raise to get their manager fired. 20% of a $60,000 per year salary is $12,000. That's $1,000 a month. You could afford a payment on a Mercedes. Speaking of financing a car, the other way you can help team members be more prosperous is to get them some financial literacy. Many times, employees won't even participate in a 401k program because they don't grasp the financial ramifications of not doing so. Financially stable team members are more productive, happy team members. But before you go handing out a bunch of Dave Ramsey books, understand that most employees won't read it. Instead, make them thirsty by teaching from the front of the room and/or have a library where they can check it out. One of the best ways to do it is to read it in a group together and talk about it. We call these small groups pods. You can find out about pods in my book, FTI, Failure to Implement. You and your team will also learn the 10 principles of phenomenal performance, which will dramatically increase your team performance. 4, to have friends. Mr. Ziglar said that if you want more friends, don't go out looking for a friend. Go out and be a friend. I have to tell you that this one little thing has helped me find and attract many phenomenal team members. Remember that all of business and all of life is about relationships. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. You've probably heard that before. Mr. Ziglar added these two words to that phrase. Nobody cares how much you know until they know how much you care about them. More about this in Chapter 10, How to Find Potential Candidates. 5, to have peace of mind. Today's fear-based, media-driven world releases stress like a broken dam. The local news starts with local murders. The national news starts with national pressures. World news starts with world disasters. When you think about what is going into the mind of your team member before they even get to work, it can be overwhelming. As the leader, having peace of mind starts with you. The key is to understand who you are and whose you are, and to understand your purpose in life. Nobody cares how much you know until they know how much you care about them. Zig Ziglar. Having a strong relationship with God gives us peace. When you are at peace in a stressed-out world, people will want to know why. Business challenges can stress you out, but don't let it bleed over to your team. Before I learned about leadership, I was a demanding boss and was stressed out all the time. But once I began to understand leadership, I began to understand that I am the one who creates the right environment. There is always going to be stress in a business, but your business doesn't need to become the latest episode of Kitchen Nightmares. When you are at peace in a stressed-out world, people will want to know why. 6, to have good family relationships. None of us can change another person, but we can all change ourselves if we have the desire. Again, as the leader, we have to go first Personal development is the first level of performance. The Ziglar philosophy helps us maintain a positive self-image, build winning relationships, and achieve goals. When you develop yourself and you help your team members develop themselves, you both will see your family relationships improve and you end up with a more positive, engaged team. This is truly a win all around. 7. To feel secure. When I was growing up, the United States was in the Cold War with the former Soviet Union. There was talk of a nuclear war, and school kids practiced drills where they had to hide under their desks. That was child's play compared to what our society is bombarded with on a daily basis today. As the media likes to say, if it bleeds, it leads. Unfortunately, good news doesn't sell. Constant negative news streams into our private lives 24/7. Even if you have mastered your emotions, you have to understand that those around you are consumed by it and therefore do not feel secure emotionally or physically. This is your opportunity. As a phenomenal leader, you can help your team members get perspective in the midst of our chaotic, confusing culture. More about that in part 2. Phenomenal leadership. 8. To have hope for the future. Again, when we have faith and a positive can-do attitude, we will have hope. When you genuinely express hope, your team members will be more hopeful. As you will see in part 2, Phenomenal Leadership, you will learn more about how to inspire and influence others. 9. To love and be loved. We all want love and we want to be loved. The problem is we don't know how to define it. Scripture defines it for us. Love is patient. Love is kind. It is not jealous. Love does not brag. It is not arrogant. It does not act disgracefully. It does not seek its own benefit. It is not provoked, does not keep an account of a wrong suffered. It does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth. It keeps every confidence. It believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. 1 Corinthians 13, 4-7, NASB. Can we exercise love in a business environment in the midst of the latest disruptions? Yes, we can. Tom Ziglar lays it out perfectly in his book, The 10 Leadership Virtues for Disruptive Times. Love is such a huge subject. I decided to write a book about it with my friend and client, Senior Grandmaster Brenda J. Sell, who also happens to be the highest-ranking American female in Taekwondo in the world. Phenomenal love, the greatest force of all. Leading with love is the most powerful, effective leadership concept known to man, but it is not understood in today's society. Learn more about reaching your goals and dreams at phenomenalbusinesscoaching.com.